In our meditation this morning, we were meditating about eternity, ever presence. And my question has to do with the relationship between thought and time. And for example, with space and perception, I see, I understand clearly that they are interdependent. We cannot have a space, three-dimensional space, without perception because it's part of the content of the visual image. And also, we cannot have perception without the space, because how an image would be without space, no? Regarding thought and time, I see that time is a mental concept, so we need thought to talk about time, but I don't see the other way around. Do we always need time in order to have a thought? For example, if I say breakfast this morning, that thought implies time. But if I say blue or chair, those thoughts don't imply time. Do we always need time in order to think? What is the relationship between thought and time? Are they interdependent?
Yes, because any thought has a duration. Even the thought chair, it has a much shorter duration than the thought, what should we have for supper this evening? But yes, if there were no time, in what dimension would a thought exist? A thought has a dimension, it has a linear dimension, yes, even a short thought. So if there was no time, time is a linear dimension. If there were no time, in what dimension would thought exist?
Yeah, and also because thoughts are sequential, one after the other, no?
And that implies
Time.
a line of time
Elena.
within which the sequence can exist.
Okay.
So you can't have a thought without time.
Yeah.
And time is created or imagined in
By
thought,
thought.
that they are that they're like it's exactly the same as space and perception.
Yes, in space and perception, I get it.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Okay, so if I don't think, there is no time. So time, related to the question of birth, time starts really when the infant starts thinking. Or the experience, well, not the experience of time, because we never experience time, but
Time never starts.
I know, but
Time seems to
seems,
start
yes, exactly.
with thought. Thought doesn't create time, it imagines time.
Imagine, okay, got
Because
it.
in reality, the time is not inherent in reality. Time is how reality appears when filtered through thought. Likewise, space. Space is not inherent in reality. Space is what reality looks like when filtered through
Through
perception.
perception,
So you take away thought and perception, you take away time and space, and this is your experience. When
Yes.
you take away thought and perception, deep sleep, surprise, surprise, you don't experience time or space.
Yes.
They're very closely correlated. So it's not that thought creates time or perception creates
Imagines.
space. It imagines.
It's like a necessary container. You need time as a container for thoughts. You need a three-dimensional space as a container to the different objects that appear in the visual image.
So
Okay,
it's
got it.
thought and perception. So reality itself, which I would suggest is pure consciousness, has no dimensions. And I hope we experienced this morning when we were asking this morning, what is awareness? But I hope you understand, I use the word awareness and consciousness synonymous always. So when this morning, when we were exploring what is awareness's experience of itself, and I asked you the question, in awareness's experience of itself, is there any shape, or size or color or form or age. And awareness is experience of itself. It does experience itself. It experiences, you have the experience of your own being, but there is no dimension there. There's no, so it is actually our experience that awareness is without dimension. That's why the experience of deep sleep is there's no time or space in the experience of deep sleep. But when awareness assumes the form of thinking and perceiving, awareness refracts itself into time and space. So time and space then seem to be the container of our experience. And we then think that time and space precede our experience, and that our experience, and not only that, that we are born into time and space. We're not born into time and space. Thought and it is we, awareness, that arise in the form of thought and perception and refract ourself, refract awareness into time and space. But then we forget that we have done this, and we localize ourselves as an object in time and space, exactly as we do when we have a dream at night. When we have a dream at night, you imagine, your mind imagines the dreamed world. You create the time and space that seem to be real within the dream world in your own mind, asleep here in Mandali. But you forget that, and you enter into the time and space that your own mind has created. And then you think that the time and space is outside of you and independent of you. Not only that, you feel that you have been born into that time and space. No, your own mind created it. Well, it's exactly the same here, that consciousness refracts itself into time and space. It assumes the form of thought and perception and appears to itself as time and space, and then it seems to localize itself in that time and space as an apparently separate subject of experience.
Okay, I get it. So if we explore the experience of birth, for example, that we were talking before, the experience is first, the body mind has not been born, so there is no thought, no perception. Then a body mind is born, there are perceptions, not thinking yet, there are perceptions, so the space is imagined. After 2 or 3 years, the first thoughts appear, and then time is not created but imagined. No, that would be like,
yes, that's the progression.
That's the progression. Yes. When the body mind dies, it's the reverse. Sorry.
And when the body mind dies,
the body mind dies, is thought disappears, yeah. Perception disappears. I stay present, but there is no experience of space.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
There is awareness.
Yes, awareness remains constant throughout. And as we, I'm not a child psychologist, but an infant is not born with a very, when an infant is born, it does not know that it has been born. The infant does not know that it is a body, or even that it has a body, or that this thing is a body. It has no idea that it is a body in the world. The sense of being an individual self is something that is the infant slowly contracts into a separate entity. It takes time. It takes a few years. I'm not suggesting that it shouldn't happen. It's a necessary stage of evolution, but it takes time.
Thank you.